Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and oh my goodness, friends, is it raining? I want to show you this because I don't think people have seen this, and if you haven't seen this, it may be humorous to some people, but I want to tell you something, friends. These are the sorts, these debased sorts that they're trying to put in power to rule over you. Now, I know everybody over the weekend was laughing at Joe Biden falling off his little bicycle, and you know the conservatives of the day, that's the best they can do is make fun of the very one that's ruling over them illegally. And I just am here to remind you that the joke is on you. It's not on him, because at the end of the day, he's the one that's drawing his little name across these unconstitutional bills that are enslaving you and your posterity. So again, I want to show you the sort of people that they're putting into play right now. And I just want you to look at the mentality, the reprobates, the mental illness involved with these people. This happens to be a woman, in fact, who walks into a restaurant. It was a restaurant where they served up chicken. And I want you to pay attention as to how she responds to these people in this restaurant. It's almost, to say the least, unthinkable. Don't have any sound, guys. Okay, now what's happening right now is she is attempting. Now, just hang on a second. I'm sorry again, folks. I don't know what's going on here, but we have an issue with the sound. But what I'm about ready to show you, friends, is a woman that walks into a restaurant. And it's a restaurant where they serve chicken. And while they're serving the chicken up, this woman begins to cry out. And as she begins to cry out, she starts to cry on the behalf of the chickens. I don't want to say too much, but what it does is it reminds me of, again, 1 Kings 13:33, and what it is and who it is that they mean to rule over you. It goes across the spectrum, friends. This is political. This is religious. This is the news anchors, these useful idiots. These are people that are put in positions of governor, mayor, city officials, whatever the case might be. This is the political hierarchy that they're putting in place. And again, it crosses the spectrum on so many different fronts as to the mindset of the people that they mean to put in place. Now, I believe I may have this up. And again, let's go back to this and let's give it a try. You ready for this, friends? This is incredible. It's a woman walking.
Everyone,
listen carefully.
Can you listen to me for a minute, please? I have a little girl. She was very abused for her entire life. She was terrified. She has a very determined look in her eyes wherever she goes. And she was hurt and abused her entire life.
These are the kids that are being raised up.
And because of establishments like it. She was locked away. She was hidden. She had nobody there for her. She was crying. She
little socialist.
Just like everybody who we left behind. And I'm here to tell you today that all of those other girls, but everyone who we left behind, they just wanted to live too. And they deserve their life. And right now, their eggs and their milk and their bodies are on plates inside this restaurant. And that is so unfair to them.
She's talking about chickens. Chicken.
This isn't food! It's violence!
It's violence to kill chickens. Look at these sick-minded human beings. It's not food, it's violence.
It's not food! It's violence!
I mean, this is
Please
the sort of people...
Please think of her name every time you see somebody's body.
They're putting into place to rule over the American people.
And she just wants to live.
This is communism, folks. And again, they're giving these people all the attention that they need. Because they want you to know, this is the mercy of the Lord again, to show the people what sort of people are being put in place to rule over them. What is the problem on the horizon? Human beings are the problem. Anybody ever heard of the organization PETA? I mean, that's another sick group of people. They'll take a picture of a swimmer where a shark bites his leg off, and there's blood all over the place, and one of the legs is missing, and they basically highlight the shark's victory. I'm going to see if I can pull this up. We're doing live radio right now. Shark bite, and let's see what we can come up with just to show you the unthinkable, friends. That's right. The billboard is payback. They say payback is hell. I kid you negative. See this? Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of the page as well. Again, it has a picture of a shark with a swimmer's leg in his mouth with blood all over the place going through the letters, and it says, payback is hell. Americans, you are putting yourselves in a very, very dangerous position by allowing this sort of thing and these sort of people that you laugh at, because you need to understand that this is forecasting the sort of people that are being put in place in government today to rule over the likes of you. I mean, folks, look at Buttigieg. I mean, look at Obama was a prime example. Look at Alina Kagan on the U.S. Supreme Court. Look at these news anchors that are women that think that they're boys. Look at the new news anchors, the correspondent over at Fox News, where the conservatives of the day just hired on Bruce Jenner, and they want you to believe that Bruce has now been transformed into a woman. And the list goes on. I mean, I just drove by a church this morning, friends, where it had pictures of the rainbow on each one of the doors, and it says all are welcome. It's not a church of Jesus Christ. It's the church of Satan, friends. And it's not a church in any sense of the word. It's the synagogue of Satan. But this is what's happening in your country, friends. And it's really not funny. It's really dangerous. And we have enough foreshadowing to know what we're supposed to deal with. But are we? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. It's raining hard. What am I talking about? Well, if you look at Genesis 6, what does it tell us? It tells us that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all of which they chose. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Then he talks about the giants, and then in verse 5, chapter 6 of Genesis, it tells us, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only continually evil." It was continuously evil. And it also tells us in the scriptures as well, friends, that men waxed worse and worse. And it's what we're seeing today. But in America, I want to say this. There's no reason that this is taking place. And the reason that it is happening is, again, it falls back to the responsible party, the American people, that failed to keep the commandments of the Lord. And if you remember, on Saturday, I was talking about in Joshua 22, where the Lord gave the possession after he dispossessed, which means to drive out previous occupants and possessing their place. The Lord said, you need to keep once you get your possession, you need to keep the commandments as well. And Leviticus 25:18 comes to my aid, where it tells us that if we keep the judgments of the Most High God, which, by the way, the Lord is known by Psalm 9:16, going back to Leviticus 25:18, it tells us that if we keep them, we will dwell safely. But that's not at all where we're at today. That's not at all where we're at today. And it's raining hard, and what I'm talking about, it's raining judgments. All over the country, there's a downpour going on all over the country. And this is to work godly repentance in violation of God's moral law, Exodus 20. And folks, the fact of the matter is, if the American people don't repent, because the end aim is, what's going to save America? I want to tell you, who's going to save America? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's without the hand or strength of man to reconcile what needs to be done here. without the Holy Ghost to strengthen us to do the works of the Lord, it's going to all go for naught. Okay, we don't need good ideas. We need the Lord's mind. And we have the Word of God to understand the Lord's mind in all given situations. Now, I want to go back to Genesis 6 and understand that the Lord judged all. Everything that had breath, it was judged for the very purpose that they failed to repent. They failed to listen to the preacher of righteousness. You can find that in the book of Peter as well. And because they didn't listen to the preacher of righteousness, namely Noah, what happens? Well, the Lord told him, build an ark, and what's going to happen is it's going to rain, I'm going to bring a flood, and I'm going to destroy everything that has breath. And it's exactly what happened. Now, everybody was scoffing, and they were mocking, like many people do, the preachers of the day. Well, we're holding to the Word of God here. We're not giving you our opinions. We're telling you what the Word tells us. And the fact of the matter is, if we don't learn from what the Word forewarns us of, Psalm 19:11, I'm telling you what, friends, we're going to be in it all over again. And I don't think anybody wants to go down that road. But that's where America is going. Why? Because the people fail to enforce the law against the crimes unto judgment, that the Lord might be known, that we might have righteousness and peace within the gate. Setting a light to the people. Teaching them the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 51 verse 4. Okay? So that's where we're at. It's raining. Noah jumps inside of the ark with the other seven souls. They're saved. It's interesting how when it rained upon those that mocked and scoffed at the Word of God, and it was no longer funny when that door was shut. Now, was it? Nope. That was the end of their game. It was game over. And when we go forward, we can go and see in Jesus in Matthew 24, 37 through 39, he says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were all eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until that day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, I know that the modern day preacher, if you want to call them that, let's just call them what they are, hirelings and whores who have no business in the pulpit, John 10:12. I know that they have gotten you to believe that we're to raise our hands and there's going to be much joy and adoration when the Lord comes, but I'm here to tell you what the Bible says, okay? What is the day of the Lord? What is it like? And again, let's put this in contrast to what we're seeing from the pulpits today. When you go to Amos 5:18, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us in the King James Version, woe unto you. He's pronouncing a curse upon the people. He said, woe unto you that desire of the day of the Lord. Oh my goodness, folks, 23 years of ministry, this is all I see. Oh, I can't wait until Jesus comes back. It's going to be so wonderful. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Here, let me finish that scripture, friends. I'm mocking the hypocrites, by the way. Amos 5:18, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. Isn't that interesting? As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Whoa! That's craziness. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it whatsoever. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The importance of the blood of Christ. The importance of being found in Christ. Right? We're not appointed to the wrath. We're delivered from the wrath in Christ. Okay? Oh my goodness. Doesn't that counter what we have been hearing far too long in the Church of America today? Absolutely. Absolutely. During the first segment, I highlighted the fact of an individual walking into a restaurant crying over a bunch of chickens, and then a group of her reprobate mindless friends following through. As she begins to cry, they hold up signs saying, "This is violence. This is violence to kill animals and eat them." Friends, the problem is the people. The problem is the people with this global agenda, just so you know. And if you don't mind, if I can just go down a little bunny trail. It's interesting to me how the people that are black people or they're Hispanic people, it's amazing to me how these people think right now that they're having their way. They think they're really getting one over on the white people. That's how simple these people are. I just seen one today, as a matter of fact. She had a little bag that said Black Lives Matters. You're dealing with irrational people. And I want to remind you this. What, they got about a total of 5 to 10 members of Black Lives Matters that the mainstream media blows up into millions? But what's interesting to know, friends, they think that they're having their way. They think they're getting back at the people that are white. Listen, brothers and sisters of different colors, we're all in this together. Acts 17:26, and I'm here to remind you that Jesus comes into the world and came into the world to save not our skin, but our souls. And we all bleed the same color. That's in Acts 17:26. You're being used for your own demise because the globalists that are tolerated by the people on a global basis, they are white supremacists. They are Nazis. Just so you have a little understanding as to how you are being used in your ignorance, if you're that ignorant. It's ridiculous and it's embarrassing. Knock it off. One nation under God has meaning. And when we come together in Him, folks, that's how we're going to overcome in driving out our enemies. Let's quit being played like a bunch of dupes by ill-designing men. It's set up to divide and conquer the American people, Mark 3:25. This is what I want to do. I want to get over to another video, audio for you, and I want to show you another group of people that they're trying to create as being the masses over the minority. They're trying to make you the minority and them the masses. And what they're doing, friends, is they're using, again, men that are dressed as women. In this particular case, I'm going to show you a video where the man was found out posting online as to how to groom children and what he wanted to do with children. Well, what happens when the law does not enter in? Well, where the law fails the people must serve as the law. And it's exactly what these two men did when they walked into a library. And keep in mind, folks, you're dealing with the small, small portion. And might I remind you, that small, small portion, the Lord told you to leaven the whole lump. The leaven of the wickedness of man, it needs to be leavened out. It needs to be dealt with, right? These people are destroying the morality of this country. It's designed, and these useful idiots are being used in the design of demoralizing this country. But what are they zeroing in on? Well, just like I told you 17 years ago, your kids, a point in which nobody can denounce or ignore or defy in any sense of the word. Truth demands a response. Here we are. How are you going to respond to it? I'm going to show you this right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's not likely President Biden will visit Ukraine during his upcoming overseas trip. The president talking about potentially visiting the war-torn country while taking questions from reporters on the beach in Delaware. Biden saying he wants to make sure a visit to Ukraine won't cause a distraction to the operations taking place in the country. As far as where we can expect to see the president overseas,
I'm going into Germany, then I'm going to Spain, then I'm going to Israel, then I'm going into Saudi Arabia for a larger meeting of the community there.
The president is expected to discuss the global supply of oil while in Saudi Arabia. Forecasters say a dangerous heat wave is pushing east Monday. Temperatures in the 90s are expected from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. This is USA Radio News. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached $5 a gallon for the first time ever earlier this month. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he believes President Biden's policies are the driving force behind high gas prices.
This is something that Democrats and President Biden caused. They are the root cause to open borders, to 40-year high inflation, to record gasoline and high energy prices. They're the ones that caused it. This didn't just happen.
Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder is doubling down on not testifying before the House Oversight Committee. The panel requested that Snyder reconsider testifying as it investigates an alleged toxic workplace culture at the organization. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying in a letter to Snyder's attorney he could testify virtually like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Quick here. And what I wanted to highlight is the fact that I don't know where, and I guess I do. I guess people are just so used to the preacher, again, the hireling in the pulpit, just sitting there and basically highlighting, you know, from Scripture exactly what he's reading during that particular time. Someone just, and I guess it was sent as a compliment, but I've got to reiterate this, and I've done it several times, and I'm going to do it again. But I love the way that Scripture rolls off the keyboard. I'm really curious, what do you mean the keyboard? I'm lost. Rolls off the keyboard. Now, folks, I know what you're used to, but I want to tell you something. The way that you get it here is not from the keyboard. It's from the heart. It's called the word of knowledge. It's called the Holy Ghost quickening my mind concerning what is applicable to that particular situation. It's called that we are written epistles in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but on the tables of flesh, that is, of the heart. 2 Corinthians 3:23. In other words, friends, we have the mind of Christ here, okay? We're not like looking up Scripture, folks, unless we're saying it. We have it in our hearts. We have it in our minds, and that's exactly where it should be, friends. So again, I just want to make clear that's what you get. People are, I guess, they're surprised when we go out and we're publicly speaking that there's so much word coming out of us. Well, listen, folks, you are what you eat. And we are to have the mind of Christ. We are to know the Word of God. Matter of fact, when Jesus sent them out, he said, you're not even supposed to bring a tablet with you. That way they find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Folks, you cannot premeditate what you're going to say when you're speaking to 200, 300, 400, 500 people at a time. That's what a prophetic ministry does. It's led by the Holy Ghost, and it leads to feed people where they're at and what it is that they need. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Just wanted you to know that, okay? Just wanted you to know that. Boy, oh boy. And if people would spend the time in the Word as much as they do in the world, I'll tell you what, they know from memory all of their favorite politicians and their sports heroes and their celebrities, and they know everything about them. But when it comes to the Word, they're a Christian, right? And they can't recite one scripture to you. Nope. You are what you eat. And what's going to come out of you? The Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read, right? And it says, out of our belly will flow what? Rivers of living waters. The spirit profiteth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Okay? Let's get over to this next point. I want to show you how blatantly brazen and bold these whores have become. What I'm going to show you is a man sitting down, dressed up as a woman, that's confronted by two parents. Not by the police. I don't know what it is or what, where they're at today, some of these guys, but this is illegal in the United States of America. Why are some of the police officers showing up where there's some sort of kerfuffle going on, where men that are dressed as women are making a prey of their children? Why is it that the police are escorting those out that are confronting for the illegalities of what it is that is being committed right in front of everybody's faces? The police should be arresting the pedophiles. The police should be arresting the man that's dressed like a woman. That's against the law in America today, right? In law enforcement, you need to do your job. Politicians, you need to do your job. And if you don't do it, well, this is what you're going to get, because the people are coming to the end of the gains that you are creating on so many different fronts. Check this out, folks.
So who brought the tranny? Who brought the pedophile? Hold on. No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
Look at how they're trying to defend him.
We want to know. We want to know. Oh, we're medically exempt. Thank you, though. Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
Notice the people that are there giving this person permission.
Why did you
to make their children a prey? This is child abuse, friends.
Yeah. Why did you... hey, you say you allow pedophiles in here. Yeah. Why did you allow the pedophiles? Why did you bring the pedophile?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Yeah, then why would you bring your children to a pedophile?
We're not swearing.
Yeah.
It's not vulgar language.
Listen carefully.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Hello?
Why would you want to bring children to this? Why would you want to expose your children to this? Just to prove how tolerant you are, a pedophile?
This is the only thing I have a problem exposing your children to. This.
Look at the woman standing in front of the pedophile trying to protect him from the crimes that he means to commit against the children.
We have a right.
That is child abuse. This is child abuse.
We got a pedophile here. Wearing Giants. Oh, man, I'll never...
Look at him. It's a man dressed as a woman hiding behind three people now that are trying to protect him.
What is wrong
from grooming their children? This is no joke.
Tell me, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This is sick. This is sick. You guys should be disgusted. Call him. There's a pedophile here with children. Call him. This is disgusting.
He's saying call the police.
Okay, what is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong
now,
with
now the pedophile's
people?
Being let out of the
get
room.
Get out of here, you pedophile. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here.
And these sick-minded parents are the ones bringing their children.
You are sick.
Well, they are.
These poor children.
It's all based on sexual...
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys? You godless whores. You guys are sick.
Yeah, they are. Every one of them are. And look at them. They can just sit there and they can say nothing about what's being done there. And the reason they can't say anything, friends, is because they know what this man is doing in confronting this pedophile for his crimes against their children. They know that's exactly what they're doing. It's got to be in them, friends, to bring their children to allow another man dressed as a woman to groom their children. That, my friends, is child abuse. Law enforcement, do your job before he commits another crime. Enforce the law against his crimes. I had shared with you, friends, a couple weeks back, speaking with a lawman. I called him up and I had a conversation real quick. And I hope this isn't confidential, but it doesn't matter, I guess, because it still comes back to making the point in reference to the law and condemning the crime, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But I said in question, I said, how is it that sodomy is illegal in the state of Minnesota, which, by the way, it is. Sodomy is illegal, but they have gay pride parades. He said it's perceived as it's okay because everybody else says it's okay. Okay? And he said to me, that's a good question when I asked him, why are the laws not being enforced? He never thought about it. He never thought about it. I'm not saying that to condemn him. I'm saying that in the sense of, folks, this is what the Lord meant when he said you're going to be destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The law condemns the very activities that your governments, that corruption in your governments is advocating for. This is coming from the government. This is not coming from the people. I told you 10 years ago, they're Europeanizing America. It's exactly what they're doing. Has anybody seen how arbitrary their government is over in Europe? Oh, folks, they're doing it here too, but they're just doing it under the guise and with the use of these good attorneys that are damned the way Jesus damned them. And there's a reason that he damned them. There's a reason that he woed them. Because they have the keys of knowledge, but they withhold them because they want to make some dime in profit off of the loss of not just their clients' freedoms, but also their own kids. They're just not paying attention, are they? No, they're not. This is absolutely incredible that this is even happening. I want to make another point here, friends. We talked about January 6th, I've been highlighting this. Oh, I got to show you this. Remember our guest Ryan Kelly that we had on last week? Did you see? This is insane. Remember we had him on the radio program and remember the FBI raided his home? Now, keep in mind, this is in the same state that the FBI engineered the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. The same agencies that are being used for January 6th. Ryan Kelly, the gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, just happened to be there on January 6th, in which the government orchestrated. We all know this, okay? We can pretend otherwise, or we can enforce the laws against these criminals as well, because they are there to uphold the law, not to tear it down, and create domestic terrorists. They're the terrorists in these particular cases. But you know what they did? They actually raided Ryan Kelly's home because he was there on January 6th. We had him on the show last week. Now, what's also interesting is, did you see this? This is how they try to justify themselves, friends. This, again, is authoritarian. This is totalitarianism. This is not American government in any sense of the word, and they must be dealt with. They must be dealt with. Listen carefully. Michigan judge just ordered Ryan Kelly, the candidate for governor in Michigan, to surrender his guns. Oh my goodness, Americans, it's raining hard, isn't it? It's really raining. The government wants you to believe, the mainstream media and their useful idiots, they want you to believe that we're all as stupid as they want us to be. Okay? Americans, do you realize that you have been folks, I got to make a point here. My wife just yesterday went into a grocery store, and got these little pop rocks. You throw them on the ground and they pop. You can even pinch them really hard and they pop. And as she got the little box of pop rocks for the kids, right? The lady asked for my wife's ID. She said, you have to be 18 years old. I looked at my wife. I said, well, that's got to be a compliment or an insult. Folks, do you understand that you're being desensitized? The government wants you to believe that they know better concerning everything that you do. Asking for ID to buy little pop rocks? You're being desensitized. They're taking away your ability to defend yourselves from them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Segment this hour, Just Cruise. There's so much that I need to highlight concerning how it is raining upon you, and the judgments are, folks, they are just on a downpour at every given turn. This is all designed to overthrow our system of government. This is why it's important that we stand on the rock right now and stand against this flood. And understand who's behind these judgments. It's not the bad guys. It's the Lord using the bad guys to not only chastise, but also to judge this nation. Kelvin was right. He really was. I was just highlighting Michigan judge. By the way, this judge in Michigan, and Bradley, you always say things like this. It's easier said than done. I'm making reference to the fact that, first of all, we have experience in all of what we talk about here. We're not talking out of turn. We're not talking out of school. Paul said, I dare not think, speak those things or do those things that Christ has not wrought in us. So it's not like we're talking out of school, but I do want to say this. This is what people say. You just say it like you've got an experience in this. I do. And here's the experience that you need. This Michigan judge right here needs to be lawfully removed, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuted for his crimes against Ryan Kelly. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Because if you don't remove him lawfully and prosecute him, he's going to do it again. And for a judge to stand up against an innocent man that just happens to be there on January 6th, who apparently didn't get the memo that the feds are a part of and are the responsible party of orchestrating January 6th, well, maybe someone needs to get that person that information and let them know that they're in deep trouble because the people are not going to put up with it. This is about as far out as it possibly can get outside of death. The point that I was just making to you during the last segment is they are desensitizing you. I want to tell you how they're desensitizing you. Listen to me carefully, Americans. This is why I say do not disarm. There's no debate. They're desensitizing you into believing that you don't have a lawful right given unto you by God to stand up and resist their unlawful orders. They don't want you to believe that you have the right to defend yourself against their crimes, their abuses, their usurpations. No, 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 folks. They would love for nothing more than for you to believe that. This is where the American people that are righteous, law-abiding citizens need to stand up against this flood of iniquity. Because not only is the Lord commanding that you do so, but your kids are hoping that you do so. I cannot make it any more clear than that. They want to desensitize you. I gave you the analogy, the short experience that we had yesterday when we were at the grocery store. And the woman, these little pop rocks, you throw them on the ground for my kids. And the woman said, I need to ask for your ID. And I said to my wife, either that was a compliment or a great insult. She took it as an insult. Why? The first thing I thought of is, and I knew where we were going. The government wants you to believe that they know best. Here's the problem, Americans. These people that are doing this to you, they can't even, folks, they don't even have any control over their own lives, and yet they want to control you too. Let me just reiterate the point. These are not the type of people that you can help. These are the people that must lawfully be removed. There's no in-between. There's no debate. There's no conversation trying to make sense of this because, folks, you can't make sense of an irrational people that are lawless, reprobates, and that's what they are. That's what they are. This should bring everybody to the point of action. I mean, this makes me indignant, righteously speaking. A Michigan judge orders Ryan Kelly. Folks, see, what they're doing is they're trying to blackball him. And what they're really doing is promoting him if he stays the course. The Lord is promoting him if he stays the course. See, this is the power of God unto salvation. This is bearing the cross. But I'm telling you what, folks, hopefully a guy like this just may get to office where he can go and turn around and deal with all of the corruption in his state. And of course, that's exactly who's warring against him right now. It's what everybody declares that they're sick and tired of when it comes to the establishment. Apparently not sick and tired of it enough yet. And folks, your backs are up against the wall. And I'm here to tell you, the wall isn't moving. I want to say this, Americans. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall upon you. Bring forth fruits of repentance, Americans. Because everything that you are and your posterity are depends upon it. And that's not something that you can self-will. That's something that you must seek when it comes to the face of God. Jeremiah 29:11-13. This is insane. And just to further solidify the point, did you see this? Probably my final point. But here's the Department of Injustice, and that's hey folks, if it was a Department of Justice, why are the Clintons still free? Why is Donald Trump and his little con family walking around fleecing the people of this country? Why is Joe Biden still a free man for treason? Why is Barack Hussein Obama a foreign sodomite? Why is he who entertained Americans sworn enemies within? Where is that Justice Department? The Bushes after September 11th? Oh, by the way, folks, people are starting to ask the question concerning September 11th, the airplane that allegedly went down in Pennsylvania. They're asking questions 20 years later. Where are the airplanes? Look at this. Where did the planes go? The mayor that showed up on the scene said there was no planes. But we didn't want to hear from him. We want to listen to the people that lie to us, right? Gosh, people. Report. representative claims Justice Department and FBI are using Gestapo tactics. Of course they are. Of course they are. This all coming from, what page is that? I'm going to get on here. Washington Examiner. Texas Louis Gohmert. Or Gohmert, ripped the Department of Injustice and the FBI for lack of moral clarity, likening some law enforcement actions to Gestapo tactics. Of course, those are the bad guys. Those are the Gestapo in that agency. Okay, so you have some people inside that are willing to tell you what it is that we already knew. I mean, again, just bringing this point up, look at gee whiz. Look at Mandela Bay, folks. Look at September 11th. Who's the first agency on these crime scenes, folks? Remember, as I shared with you on Saturday, what about the terror camp that was set up out in Mexico, New Mexico? The FBI came in and just rolled over. We had the sheriff on the program with us and told us it was the FBI that came in and destroyed all the evidence. Why do you have 35 jihadi camps? Who's giving them cover in America? You better wake up, man. You better wake up, women. My goodness, Lord, I'm dinging that bell and I'm blowing that trumpet. 24/7, I live this. It's like, whoa, you got to have a special grace for a message like this, folks. But these are your law and these are your law enforcement agencies. They're not enforcing the law. They're enforcing the lawlessness against the people that don't submit. Folks, is what they're doing. You're being enslaved. They're not there protecting you from the big guys. They're protecting the big guys from you. And they're snuffing out terms for executing people. They're snuffing people out that dare speak out against them and their crimes. And their father, the devil, John 8:44. Oh, well. Oh, well. Do your worst. Because the bottom line is this life is but a vapor, brah. Just so you know. Just so you know. I see all these little people. Yesterday we were in a store and I seen these little boy and a little girl with their dad. And I just looked at them and I looked at my wife and I said, I love the little people. I said, and they're going to have to deal with all of this if the adults don't deal with the bad guys. They're not going to have a future and hope. Nope. They're going to be swept right away into judgment. Paying the price of the crimes. The innocent paying the price for the crimes of the guilty. And who are the guilty? Those that sat by and did nothing. The licentious stupidity of the people in this country that can't even stand up for their own kids. How much longer are you going to put up with this, Americans? That's all I can do. I only can propose the question to you. I can't give you the answers. I can't do everything for you. Other people such as myself out there, we can only do what we can do. Enough is enough. Love you by what we do. In all sincerity, we love you by what we do. We got to get this right. So we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind if we don't. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. By David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.